is Gracie Sistrunk, and I'm a sophomore at Hoggard High School. Today, my podcast will focus on some of the world's most conflicting environmental issues and the lack of support from social media apps. Social media is one of the main information providers to this generation, and it isn't doing the world justice. What we need to see are ways to influence our society in a positive way, rather than seeing celebrity gossip that is irrelevant to any of our lives. Here with me today is Bridget Dolan, one of my good friends at Hoggard High School, and she's here to share her viewpoint about social media coverage of today's environmental issues. So, Bridget, do you think the social media does our environmental issues justice?
No, not at all. The media focuses on celebrities and what they're doing with their lives rather than environmental issues like the polar ice caps melting or the amount of plastic in our oceans.
And when you open Snapchat or Instagram, what is usually the first thing that you notice?
I see news stations covering things like why James Charles, quote unquote, is canceled, or what Kim Kardashian really thinks about Paris Hilton, when our social media providers should be filled with stories on things like air pollution or the ozone layer depletion.
Why do you think the media covers celebrity gossip more than environmental issues, such as like waste disposal or water pollution?
The media covers celebrity gossip because they want to give the people what they want to hear and not what they need to hear. The people in this world use Hollywood and celebrities as a distraction from reality and the sad truth of the future of our world.
And one last question. How does it make you feel when social media clouds your feed with scandals such as the James Charles catfishing scandal, like you said previously, quote unquote, he's canceled, rather than the important environmental issues of our generation?
This makes me angry and honestly scared for our generation and generations to come, because we only have 12 years left to stop or slow down climate change before we experience extreme heat, droughts, floods, and extreme poverty around the world. It's scary to think about how this could be our future, but it's even scarier how we aren't surrounded by information like this, and instead we're surrounded by information regarding where Kim Kardashian is getting plastic surgery next.
And where did you find the information like how we have 12 years left to stop or slow down climate change?
I actually had to research it myself because I care about these issues, and the only way to find this information is to like research it, or if somebody brings it up to you or tells you about it.
Okay, thank you so much for this interview. Thank you for your viewpoint on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
What I gathered from my interview with Bridget confirms my concern for the lack of support. She had to research the issues out of drive from her own passion for the cause. But how do we get the rest of the youth of society to do this? We need to cloud their platforms, take over Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and start feeding them information regarding the depletion of our water, our ecosystems, and overall our planet. Yes, environmental issues are covered in news providers such as CNN, and yes, there are documentaries on Netflix about why we need to protect our planet, but think about it. Does this generation actively watch those things? Sadly, no. This generation cares more about who their next Snapchat is from, rather than their environment being trashed around them. We are the future, and we need to start acting like it. Social media needs to start prioritizing things we need to hear rather than what we want to hear. We would like to think that the world we live in is a beautiful place, and with all the distraction from the media, it is easy to do so. But there needs to be a change, and the truth needs to be told to all in my generation, and we need to start doing something about it. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope it has inspired you to fight for change and the future of our planet. This is Gracie Sistrunk signing off on today's episode of Focus on the Reality of It.